KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, Laguna's only FM. KX93.5. KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, Laguna's only FM. KX93.5.
You're listening to KX93.5 FM.
FM. 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time for the Friendship Show.
Friendship Show.
With your hosts, Dawn Price, Mark Miller, and Scott Hayes. The Friendship Show.
Friendship Show. Friendship Show.
Good morning. Welcome to KX93.5 FM here in Laguna Beach. We're live on the air with the Friendship Show this morning. My name is Mark Miller. Usually I'm here with my co-hosts, Scott Hayes and Dawn Price, both of whom have abandoned ship this weekend. And I'm not even sure where they are. Megan Jamerson is here, though. Megan, do you know where they are?
Good morning. Yes, I believe Scott is in Arizona. Was it Phoenix or was it New Mexico?
I have no idea.
It was one of those southwest states.
Okay, so he's down. He's there.
With his wife's family.
Oh.
And then Dawn's in Las Vegas.
Dawn's in Vegas. Viva Las Vegas for the weekend for Dawn. well, that's right. We're going to try and soldier on anyway.
Yeah, we've got it.
Okay.
We have enough personality in the room.
Do you think?
I think so.
All right. We're going to do this. You know what I was doing this morning was going through the book of studio liners.
Okay.
For people who don't know, we have this huge book in this studio that talks all about things that are going on around town.
It's an encyclopedia.
At the radio station. It's pretty full. And we should clear out some business here.
What do we have happening?
Well, do you have plans for New Year's Eve?
No, actually, I don't.
You don't?
No.
Okay, listen to this. Here's a couple of things. First of all, New Year's Eve at Hotel Laguna, which is a great place. KX93.5 is broadcasting live from Hotel Laguna on Christmas Eve. $125 per person, and you get appetizers, a three-course meal, drinks, and a champagne toast at midnight. But check this out. Jason Fetty and the Beetroots will be providing music. Do you know who the Beetroots are?
I don't.
Have you ever heard Fetty perform?
Yes, at your play, actually.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He was there. He, you know, lots of times he performs solo or he just has one or two people with him. But every once in a while, he cranks up the Beetroots, which is his Beatles tribute band.
Oh, how fun.
And they're awesome.
Okay.
They really rock it. And they're going to be at Hotel Laguna New Year's Eve.
That sounds like a blast.
Yeah, it does sound
like a blast. Who doesn't love the Beatles?
Exactly. Reservations, call Hotel Laguna, 949-494-1151. If you want to be with Jason Fetty and the Beetroots, enjoy a three-course dinner for New Year's Eve at Hotel Laguna. Call 494-1151. That's a good one.
Anything else on the docket?
Let's see. There was something else in here. Oh, there's lots of things in here. Listen to this. If you don't want to go to Hotel Laguna, the Rockin' Laguna Beach New Year's Bash at 7 Degrees, one of my favorite venues in Orange County, is to throw a party at 7 Degrees. It's a great place. Open beer and wine bar. Well, that's a heck of a deal, including complimentary champagne from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., culinary delights from 7 p.m. till 1 a.m., a free champagne toast at midnight, music from the all-star cover band featuring Johnny Kaplan and the Lazy Stars. Rami Jaffe from Foo Fighters and the Wallflowers is going to be there.
That's kind of a big deal.
Dave Cruzan, formerly of Pearl Jam, is going to be there. Listen to these musicians.
Wow.
Christopher Thorne from Blind Melon is going to be there. Jesse Green from the Jayhawks and the Foo Fighters is going to be there. The Jayhawks are a Minnesota band.
Are they?
Yeah, they started in Minnesota. I think that's what I'm saying. And then Carly Marino, Nick I of Common Sense, always a lot of fun to see him. And DJ Cyrus, that's going on New Year's Eve at 7 Degrees. Now, to get those tickets, you go to kx935.com.
Okay.
KX935.com.
Lots of fun things to do.
That is, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Okay, here's the other big thing that's going on is we're in the middle of a year-end membership drive.
Oh, yes.
Here at the station.
It is that time of year.
This is public supported radio, you know.
I know.
Which means the reason that Laguna Beach gets to have a radio station like KX93.5 sitting in the middle of its town is because people become members and make a donation. Now, listen to this. If you become a member right now, up until January 10th, so you have a little bit of time, but it is running out, this is what you qualify to win in a drawing. A $500 travel experience from G Adventures.
Ooh.
I don't know what that is.
That's exciting.
I don't know what that is, but it's an adventure.
Yeah.
You get to have an adventure. A one-month free personal training at Absolute Fitness. Now, you would probably like that.
That would be good for me.
That would be good for you.
Mm-hmm.
10 free sessions of yoga at Ritual Yoga Arts.
Ooh, mental health. This
nice. 10 free sessions of spin at Rhythm Ride Studio.
Wow.
Big deal. And a 3-day cleanse from Nectar Juice Bar. To me, that's almost worth it right there.
That sounds yummy.
So go to kx935.com and get your membership before January 10th.
So you can be eligible for adventure, mental health, and physical health.
Absolutely. And then here's the other thing that I thought was interesting is that if you become a sponsor of the radio station right now, so like if you're a business owner in town or anywhere in Orange County, if you sign up to become an underwriter right now, you get 3 months on KX93.5 for discounted prices, which means we will advertise your business on this radio station for the next 3 months at a very nice discounted rate. And all you have to do is send us the information about your business, and we will produce the advertisement.
Yeah,
we'll produce the whole thing for you.
That's easy work for all those companies.
And at the end of it, get this, it's a donation to a nonprofit organization.
So it's a write-off.
Absolutely.
It's a win-win for everyone.
Absolutely. Those are some of the things that are going on the radio station. Did you know all that was going on?
I didn't.
Absolutely.
I feel like I'm in the dark most of the time.
Exactly. Those are just a few of the things going on.
So fantastic.
Here on KX93.5 FM. Okay. Now, the last time we checked in with you.
Yes.
You have decided that you're leaving the radio station.
Oh, yes. It sounds so awful when you say it like that.
But no, I don't think it's awful. I mean, people leave things all the time.
Well, I've decided, yes, to apply to graduate school to pursue a master's in journalism. So I've made it to the point where I've submitted my applications.
Oh, you have?
Yes. So I did that Sunday before Christmas. That was my goal, to have it in and finished before the holidays so I wouldn't have to think about it.
Now, you couldn't do anything while you were going through that process, because I tried to get you to do a few things and you were too busy. You were always like, I can't. I have to get these applications in. Is it a big deal to apply to graduate school?
Oh, yeah. You have to put some care and effort into putting together the application, and it involved, you know, I had to track down people to write letters of rec for me. I had to put together a writing portfolio of work. And I think that what took the most time was my personal statement, because, you know, you get 1,500 words to convince that the admissions staff that you are worth it and that you really do care about journalism, and these are the reasons why you should pick me. So that I spent most of my time working on.
Wow, that does sound like a lot.
Yeah, and it's in a very short, you know, word space.
Right.
You have to do that.
Right.
So
what schools did you apply to? What did you decide on?
I only applied to USC and NYU.
Oh, really?
So only two big schools, and I'm kind of thinking, my thought was, if I'm going to do this, spend the time and money on it, that I want to go to a really great school. So if I don't get in, I didn't want to go to a lower level university.
Oh, we won't
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I want to go to the best and be in the cities that are known for news.
Right.
So
there was a Vancouver school you were looking at.
I was looking at Vancouver
for a while. You took them out of the running?
I just decided, well, their program was a 2-year program. And as much as I love Vancouver, I didn't want to be in Canada for 2 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so what was it? USC?
USC, yeah. Here
can
in
you
LA.
Do that? You graduated from UCLA.
I know.
Is that even allowed?
It's looked down upon. No, I've actually had several friends from my undergrad go there to do master's work.
Really?
So it's not as, I mean, people, or even my friends who've gone to USC are giving me crap about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're just teasing me.
Top choice, USC or NYU?
I'm really torn. I feel like every 3 days I flip-flop.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah. Yeah, like today I'm like, oh, I'm going to New York. And then 4 days ago I was like, oh, I need to stay here in LA.
I have to tell you, I think it's a no-brainer. I mean, you went to UCLA, right? So you know LA.
So I've done LA,
When's the last time you were in New York?
I went this past May for a friend's wedding.
Yeah.
So I liked it. That was my first time there.
I have to say, you know, New York is one of those cities that I always kind of sort of hesitate a little bit because it's New York. There's so much dealing with everything. Yeah. And then once you get there, it's like, wow, this city rocks.
It seems pretty like an inspiring place.
Yeah, this city rocks. Everywhere you go, there's something incredible happening.
Buzzing.
Exactly. You just walk around and wait for the next cool thing to happen.
Just smacks you in the face.
Okay, now that you're done with the application process, have you thought about the new year?
I have, only because it's right around the corner. What, Tuesday, Wednesday is the first?
I think it's Wednesday is officially the new year.
Yeah.
Are you a resolution girl?
Usually, yes. They don't make it to the end of the year.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you thought about a resolution for this year?
Yes, I've been sort of brainstorming on my list. I always have several items on my list, you know, and one of them is, it's been an ongoing thing, is trying to learn Spanish.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I pick it. I have a Rosetta Stone and I start doing it and I'm dedicated for a couple weeks and then it slips.
How does someone in this day and age get through 4 years of college without learning Spanish? Isn't it mandatory?
I took German.
Oh, you took German.
Decided to be different.
Oh, good job. That'll come in handy.
Oh, yeah. Actually, it has.
Has it?
Yeah, in my travels.
Oh, because you spent a lot of time in Europe on the pole vaulting circuit. Yeah. Say something in German. I'm German.
Guten Morgen.
Well, okay. I know that.
Okay. What else? I don't know. This is on the spot.
Right. So, like,
das Wetter ist schön. The weather is beautiful.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I'd say I'd like to order 2 beers.
Ich möchte 2 Bier.
Oh, very impressive.
Something like that. I would like, I don't know. Listening to German who knows German is like strangling themselves.
So supposedly you speak German.
Yeah.
All right, what are your resolutions for this year? Have you thought about it?
Aside from learning Spanish?
Yeah.
No, other than that, I'm not sure. I feel like I should do something like trying to meditate every day.
Or, oh, you know, really?
Like a bettering my health sort of
thing. That's my resolution is it's all about health.
Okay. What about you?
Well, it's all about health. You know, somewhere usually like I'm usually pretty good. And then somewhere around Thanksgiving until the end of the year, like I stop exercising, going to the pool.
But you make it all the way to November. That's good.
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Okay.
I'm pretty good up until about that time. So I've actually already started my resolution. So the day after Christmas, I got back in the swimming pool.
Oh, good.
And I'm working up. I'm not at, you know, the level because you take so much time off. And there's a certain amount of swimming that I want to do every day. And right now I'm doing about half to three quarters of that.
But you're working back up.
But I'm working back up. I have my gym bag with me right now.
Oh, so you're headed to the pool.
Oh, I'll be leaving the show and going to the pool right away.
Good for you.
That's my resolution. Here's what we should do this morning.
Okay.
Is we should open up the phone lines.
I like it.
All right. Really? That's code for you'll have to do that.
I know. That's why I'm over here in the corner with all the
We're going to open up the phone lines here on KX93.5 FM. You're listening to The Friendship Show. If you're listening to the show this morning and you have a New Year's resolution that you want to share with us, give us a call. What number do people call?
They call 949-715-5936.
What's that number?
949-715-5936.
Okay. We'll see if the phone's ring.
Are we going to sit here in
the
silence?
Say, yeah. As a matter of fact, we're going to sit here and not say a word until they do. All right. We'll see how that goes. All right. Now, because you're leaving for grad school. We don't know when that is, though, right?
Yeah. I don't find out about admission until March, so I have to twiddle my thumbs for a bit, and then the programs wouldn't start until the summer, so August,
right?
But if you're moving, to be getting settled,
right? If you're moving to New York, that's you're probably leaving.
Lighting up. Okay, hold on.
What?
We've got someone.
Are you kidding?
No.
Oh, that's amazing.
Hold on. Hello, you're on KX93.5, The Friendship Show.
Well, good morning. I am listening, and I do have a New Year's resolution.
And your name, sir?
My name is Dennis Montanaro.
Hi, Dennis.
Dennis, where are you listening from?
I'm listening from my kitchen in Laguna Niguel.
Oh, awesome. Do you listen every morning, Dennis?
Actually, one of your up-and-coming guests, April Johnson, turned me on to the television or the radio program.
Really?
And also, I'm a big fan of Jason Fetty.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, Jason is just super. Great guitarist, great songwriter.
And an all-around good guy.
Entertaining as heck to watch.
Yeah. Dennis, what's your New Year's resolution?
I'm going to spend a minimum of 30 minutes a day with my guitar.
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
That's the only New Year's resolution I'm making.
That's a good one. So you're a musician?
Let's just say I want to be.
Let's just say I'm going to practice 30 minutes a day for the next year.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to practice a minimum of 30 minutes a day for next year.
What kind of guitar are you playing?
I have a Carvin acoustic, a Gibson Les Paul Jr., and a beautiful Yamaha 355.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. You should be playing. You should play
I need to
all
play
of
more.
Those three,
need to play
30
more.
Minutes a day.
Definitely. That's wonderful.
All right, Dennis, good luck with your resolution. Thanks for calling.
Bye. Happy New Year.
All right.
Bye.
Happy New Year to you.
Well, that was fantastic.
That's unbelievable.
It's exciting when it all works.
I know it. I think there's going to be like a flood of phone calls now. Okay, now, because you are at some point leaving, we don't know when that is. About 3 weeks ago or so, this woman showed up in this studio.
Yeah, it's very mysterious.
I know it.
Appeared.
And kind of.
Yeah.
And she's been sort of sitting in for the last 3 weeks, and she's been moving some buttons over on the board and taking notes and having some conversations with Scott Hayes. I think Scott brought this woman
I believe
in.
He did discover her.
And it's my understanding that eventually, when you move on, that this is the person who's going to take over engineering sound for us.
Yes, she will be taking over the engineering spot.
Okay. What's her name?
April Johnson.
Really? Okay.
It is.
Now,
coincidence. We just spoke with a man who knows her.
Oh, that is kind of weird. And last week, April Walsh was on.
Yes.
So we're following
April's.
We're following through with our April theme.
Mm-hmm.
So April Johnson has been sitting around and being in the studio for the last 3 weeks or so.
Yes.
And then, was it last week or was it the week before?
It was last week that we discovered she has a talent.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Was it, and we played that song.
Yes.
The Leonard Cohen song, Alleluia.
We did.
And
everyone was floored that it was her.
Everybody in the radio station, like, stopped dead in their tracks and stopped and listened to the song.
It was true.
So here's what I thought we should do. I thought we should actually meet this woman.
I think it'd be great.
And figure out who she is.
Okay, let's do that.
Should we do it?
I think
should we
so.
Do it right now?
Right. Well, we do have another caller, so we could find
do we?
Out what the
All
next...
All right, let's take a call, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to meet April Johnson.
Good morning. You're on The Friendship Show. Hello?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Hi.
I was calling in.
And your name, ma'am? Is this?
I believe this is my mom.
Oh,
I believe you're right.
Hi, Mom.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? What are you doing?
You know, I was listening to your show, and I thought this would be an opportunity for me to talk to you.
Oh, yeah. This is you can always reach me Saturday mornings from 9 till 10, Mom. You just call this number.
I know, because I am a faithful listener to your show.
I know it. You listen every week. And here's what I'll tell you about Mom is she listens every week, and then if she has a strong feeling about the show, either positive or negative, she texts me in the middle of the show.
That's good.
And sometimes she'll say, "Oh, this is a great show. I really like it."
Uh-huh.
A couple of times she'll send me a text saying, "I can't listen anymore.
This isn't working."
But that's all right. But she keeps listening.
But that's great.
Mom, where are you calling from so everybody knows?
I'm calling from Blaine, Minnesota.
Ooh,
I hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you betcha.
What's the temperature, Mom?
It's warm.
Actually, we're having a big heat wave. It is 26 here today.
Oh,
are
that's
you kidding?
Blistering.
Mom, we have a guest in the studio this morning, April Johnson, whom we haven't really met, but she's on the mic right now, and I just found out something interesting. Say good morning, April, as long as you're here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
April, you're from Blaine, Minnesota?
I'm from Minnesota, not Blaine, but Pelican Rapids, Minnesota.
Where's that?
It's tiny. It's barely there. It's close to the border, like Fargo, North Dakota.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's up north.
Up north. But I heard it in your mom's voice right away. It's like, yeah, sure, you betcha.
That Midwest sort of thing?
Yeah.
All right.
Except I'm not the You Betcha. I'm the German.
She's German. Mom, did you hear Megan speak German?
I did. I did hear her.
Could you understand her?
I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Totally wrong.
Is she there?
Yeah.
I'm still here.
Wie geht's heute, Maria?
Ah, gut, gut. Danke.
Oh, my gosh, Mom. Listen to you speaking German.
Yeah.
This is when I was a kid growing up. My mom and my grandma, if they didn't want us to know what they were talking about,
they would speak German.
They would speak in German.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, they would speak in German. That meant we weren't supposed to know what was going on. Mom, did you have a good holiday?
I had a great holiday.
Did you? The last time I talked to you actually was Christmas Day, and you were in the middle of making dinner. How did your dinner
turn out? I was, and it went over great. Everyone was very happy when they pushed away from the table.
Yeah. And you made
had a good time.
And you made German food, Lotten.
I did.
Yeah, that's good German food. Mom, are you going to have a New Year's resolution?
I have the same one I have every year, and I never seem to accomplish it.
Oh, what's that?
Well, I need to get back to the gym.
Oh, yeah.
Because I haven't been there now for quite some time.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I started back at the pool this week, Mom.
I know.
You can do it. You can do it, Mom.
I know I can do it. It's just a matter of, it's been like 25 below here for days. And we have snow every other day.
Yeah, so you can't. It's hardly worth leaving the house.
I don't drive in that weather.
Yeah.
But I will.
Okay.
And I need to lose some mega weight.
Mega weight.
It doesn't help. Yeah, I was going to say, and it doesn't help cooking all the time.
I was going to say, well, the holidays are over, so you guys have to stop eating all of that really good German food, because that's probably not the healthiest thing in the world. And we'll get back on that fish and spinach diet.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Mom, thanks for calling.
Yes. Love to talk to you and your friends there.
Okay.
Have You'll a nice call... rest of the day.
All right. You'll call back again sometime, right?
I will.
Okay. All right.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye, Mom.
Bye. Bye.
It's my mom calling in.
So back to April.
Holy smokes, she's from Minnesota.
I didn't know
that. Okay, let's meet her. So April Johnson is the mysterious woman who's been hanging out in the studio for the last 3 weeks, and here she is. Good morning, April Johnson.
Good morning, Mark and Megan.
Okay, let's go back to this Minnesota thing.
Uh-huh.
You're from where?
I'm from Pelican Rapids, Minnesota. It's like 3,000 people.
I was going to say, no, I lived in Minnesota for 20-some years.
Wow.
So, and I've been all over Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never heard of where?
Pelican Rapids.
Yeah, so you are out in the boonies.
Yeah, it's...
It is. Iron Range?
I guess.
Well, what do you mean? Is it part of the Iron Range?
Not really. It's Lakes area. It's like 45 minutes east of Fargo, North Dakota.
So is it like up by Detroit Lakes?
Yeah, between Detroit Lakes and Fergus Falls.
Fergus Falls. I've been to Fergus Falls.
Yeah, between.
So not way west of like Duluth and Superior National Forest and that sort of stuff. It's closer over to the Dakotas.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Up by Detroit Lakes. Pelican Falls.
Pelican Rapids.
3,000 people?
Yeah.
How long did you live there?
I lived there for, I guess, like 18, 19 years of my life.
Really?
Then I lived in St. Cloud for 3 years.
Did you really? What did you do in St. Cloud?
I played music.
You did?
Yeah. That's about what I did.
I still have friends in St. Cloud.
Yeah.
St. Cloud is a party, party, party.
It's a good town, yeah.
What's the college there? University of Minnesota St. Cloud?
St. Cloud State University.
St. Cloud State University.
Yeah.
Many times Minnesota took pride in the fact that St. Cloud State University was in the top 10 party colleges in the United States.
Really?
I think that was part of their recruitment materials.
Probably.
You played music?
I played music, yep.
What kind of music did you play?
A lot of solo stuff, just... I write some music, so I did some originals, but I'd jump up here and there with a good friend of mine who played in a band, Slip Twister. Does that ring a bell when you live there?
No.
Because they've been around a while, but he used to play and tour with Johnny Lang.
Oh, now Johnny Lang, I know.
Yeah, and now, you know, he kind of settled down, had a family, and did his own thing, and there's a lot of really talented musicians around there.
Minnesota?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
St. Cloud, Minneapolis area.
Yeah.
So I was just lucky enough to... make friends with some of those guys and play some music.
Do you remember, like, back in the day? You know, of course, there was the whole Prince sensation that came out of Minneapolis. But right after that, that whole garage band, grunge, sort of indie rock sort of thing, Minneapolis was huge in that, right? The Jayhawks are out of Minneapolis, yes?
Yeah, I guess I've heard of them, but I never got huge into that, so...
Oh, really? That's not your style of music?
No. My style of music is like the late 60s into the 70s. Eagles are my biggest inspiration, and Stevie Nicks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, should we play one of your biggest inspirations now?
The reason why I started playing music.
Yeah, is because of the Eagles?
Well, and my dad, too. I got to give my dad credit.
Oh, really? Is your dad a musician?
Yeah, he's great.
Really? What does he play?
Drums, guitar.
Is he in a band?
He was when he was younger.
Not while you were growing up, though.
No.
I've always wondered what it would be like to grow up in a family where, like, your parents are in a band. It's got to be a little crazy.
It probably is a little crazy.
All right.
So tell us about this song, Desperado, by the Eagles. You said this is one of your inspirations.
Yeah.
Or is it just the band that's the inspiration?
Well, it is the Eagles in general that are my inspiration. I remember listening to them when I was younger, and it was just like something clicked. Just like, it was amazing. And so they're an inspiration in general, but Desperado is the very first song I learned on guitar at 18 years old. So when I picked up the guitar.
Okay, so here we have it. Desperado
here it is.
By the Eagles on KX93.5 FM.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the queen of diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. You know the queen of hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the ones that you can't get. Desperado, oh, you ain't getting no younger. Your pain and your hunger, they're driving you home. And freedom, oh, freedom, well, that's just some people talking. Your prison is walking through this world all alone. Don't your feet get cold in the wintertime? The sky won't snow and the sun won't shine. It's hard to tell the nighttime from the day. Maybe raining, but there's a rainbow above you. You better let somebody love you.
Let somebody love you.
You better let somebody love you before it's too.
You're listening to KX93.5 FM. My name is Mark Miller. This is the Friendship Show. We're here with April Johnson, who was inspired at age 18 by the Eagles to pick up the guitar.
Yeah, to pick up the guitar. I mean, I was playing drums since, I don't know, the age of 6 or something. I actually played the trap set. My dad taught me, and so I started there, then a little bit of piano, and then I was like kind of starting to hang out with friends, going to some parties here and there. I'm like, I can't bring my drums. Like, I got to share my
music.
That's
hard, yeah. That's hard.
So, or the piano even, you know? So I picked up the guitar one day. I think the parents were at work. It was after school. And I'm like, I'm going to play the guitar. It makes sense. So I picked up my dad's guitar and just Desperado came to my mind. And there it was.
And that's how you started?
That's how I started.
So did you then, are you self-taught?
Yeah.
Everything is self-taught?
Yeah, I took some piano lessons when I was younger, but everything for the most part, yeah,
really?
Self-taught.
Were you in band in high school then? Did you play drums in band?
I played drums.
Did you play in the like the big band, like the timpani and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yep. We did big concerts, and then like the pep band was my favorite because that was more, a little bit rock and roll stuff, you
right.
know?
And then was there some sort of, like when I was in junior high, then there was some sort of, I think we called it swing band. And that's where, like, the drummers got to play, like, the trap set and be all.
Yeah, there was jazz band, we called it.
And that's where you got to play trap set?
Play trap set, yeah.
Okay. So, now, you've been hanging around the studio the last 3 weeks or so.
Yes.
How did that come to be? Why are you here?
I don't really know.
Uh-oh.
No, oh. I know.
Well, then you'll fit right in.
It came to be because Scott Hayes was my teacher at Saddleback. And I guess over the course of a few months, we got to know each other, and he learned that I was a musician. And I guess with Megan leaving at some point, he offered me this position, said, do you want to intern for a while, see how it goes, that sort of thing. And I was all over it. I'm like, sure. I mean, I live a few blocks up the street. Sounds great. Sounds like a good experience. And yes, so
cool. You live right down the street?
I live up on Temple Terrace.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. So you're really close.
I'm very close.
Yeah, I mean, you could just coast down the hill.
Yeah, I coasted on my skateboard with my guitar. No, I didn't.
So why the radio station? Are you studying journalism, broadcast? What's your interest in radio?
Well, a lot has changed this semester in my life, actually. It's but I am studying communications and creative writing.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. So, and that changed from the idea of studying nutrition, which I'm still very much interested in.
Really?
But a lot has, yeah, this semester's been life-changing in a lot
of
ways.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what was the nutrition thing? What was the interest in that?
The nutrition thing.
Are you an athlete?
I am. I've always been active, athletic. I grew up with a mom who's very interested in healthy food. She had a huge garden in Minnesota and just really into being healthy, eating right. And it took me a while to figure it out. I took about 6 years off between high school and going back to Saddleback College. Played guitar, thought about what do I want to do with my life. And nutrition, it's just always kind of been there, but then it finally said, hey, do this. You're interested in this. You work out 6 days a week. You like to eat healthy. So I went and I did that for 2 years at Saddleback, and then a lot of things just changed, and a new light kind of shined, and it was like, now I'm going a different direction.
So you were actually studying nutrition for 2 years?
Yes.
And then this semester, what happened? Did you fall down and hit your head?
I did. On the skateboard, I was telling you. No, actually what happened is I took a microbiology class, and it scared the life out of me. It scared me. I'm basically a straight A student on the dean's list, and I took the first two microbiology tests and I failed. And I'm like, I couldn't be more scared. Just like, no matter what I do, if I stick with this, I don't know if I'll even pull off a C. And that's just like, that was really weird for somebody who was used to getting A's and rather easily, you know? And so I sat down, I talked with a counselor, and she's just like, first of all, you don't need this class for nutrition yet. And I'm like, what? So I was kind of misguided. She said I'd drop because it's obviously bringing you down and you have a good transcript here and you don't need this. And so I withdrew from the class, and I took another class just to kind of fill out the credits and to stay busy, and it was an applied psychology class where they take all these self-assessments of who you are and what you're interested in, your strengths and your weaknesses, and science, which, you know, is nutrition, was not really a strength of mine. What was is communications, writing, journalism kept coming up, editor, teacher, writer, communications degree, even musician. Some of these things kept coming up.
Because that sort of relates back to the music, doesn't it?
It does,
really. Sort of having something to say and wanting to communicate some sort of message to people and have them understand what it is you're thinking and feeling.
Exactly. And so I just kind of took a look at my life. I took a look at the 2 years I've spent at Saddleback and what were my favorite classes, what I really enjoyed and what I thrived at. And it was like speech. I was so excited to go to every day. You know how many people are just terrified to go give a speech?
You know, because I was a communications major in college, and when people say to me, oh, I have to give a speech or I have to do a presentation, they just, I mean, they turn white and they start shaking and they just get crazy about it. And to me, it's the easiest thing in the world.
Exactly.
You just stand up and talk to some people. It's no big deal.
Yeah, if it comes easily and you enjoy it especially, I think you should embrace that. Mm-hmm. So I just took a look at that, and I'm like, I love my English composition classes. I love to write music. I love to give speeches. So I just reassessed, you know, and decided to take a risk, make a change. And
so do you have to go back and redo a bunch of school now?
Not really, because I took about 5 nutrition classes. Mm-hmm. You know, those I wouldn't have had to take now, but a lot of it was general education classes, right? That so it was a good point for me to make this change. Had it been further down the road, yeah, that would have been more of
but now's the time.
But yeah,
okay, you took 6 years off between high school and going back to college.
Yeah.
What? And you were what now? You were hanging around?
Yeah, technically right out of high school I went straight into college for pre-law for about 6 months.
What the? Where did you do that at?
I did that at NDSU, North Dakota State University.
Oh, awesome.
Since it was only like an hour from home. And I had an uncle who was a lawyer. I thought, I'm going to make good money. I didn't even think about if I'd like it, enjoy it, or that I had to go to school forever for it. But I thought, you know, I'm going to make good money. This is going to be cool. I'm going to be cool. I saw 6 months of pre-law, and I'm like, what am I doing? Are you serious? I stopped going to classes and started playing my guitar and going to parties instead and dropped out. Got some random side jobs, decided to play my guitar and travel, and did that before I know it, 6 years went by.
Really?
Yeah.
So you picked up your guitar and said, I'm going to go hit the road and play some music and figure out what the world is about?
Yeah, basically. I met a guy, moved to St. Cloud from Fargo. Mm-hmm. And we were both just in a place where we could just travel and have a good time and do that for a while.
So where did you travel?
Oh, we went on a lot of road trips, Minnesota to Florida to Texas, a lot of time in Austin, Texas, playing the music scene. Made an original CD down there, I guess when I was like 21, so 5 years ago. Went to Belize a few times, kind of became a little bit of a celebrity on Ambergris Key, they call it.
Really?
So people actually knew me, and I'd play around. I'd get drinks and free dinner and kind of help pay for the trip. And went there a few times, some different places in Mexico, went to Amsterdam. Some things like that.
And the whole time you had your guitar with you and you were playing?
Yeah.
So there's a couple of things about that. First of all, to be 20, 21 years old and making a CD in Austin, Texas, that's got to feel incredible.
That was pretty cool, yeah.
That's got to be like, this is awesome. I'm making a CD in Austin, Texas, which is a huge music city.
Yeah, it was great. It felt really good. I got lucky to meet a guy that had a great studio. I mean, it was very professional, and I've been in studios previous to that, but not that upscale, mm-hmm. You know, and it felt really cool. It was a great experience.
And in Belize, you were actually a celebrity?
I felt like it with the locals, you know. People knew me.
People knew that April Johnson was in town?
Yeah.
Was there a special place that you played?
There were a few places, but Wet Willie's bar out on a long boat dock is where I played mainly.
And is that you, a stool and a guitar with a microphone?
Basically, yeah. And a couple other musicians would sometimes jump up and we'd get a full band thing going. It was pretty great. And I was even in the newspaper a few times, like April's back in town playing. And
awesome.
Yeah.
Really cool. I would have moved to Belize probably at that point.
How'd you leave?
It's tempting. It's great.
How long did you stay in Belize?
I was there, well, I've been there like 5 or 6 years in a row, and the first couple years I literally stayed for about a month. And after that, it was about a 2-week vacation. So.
That sounds awesome. Wow. And Amsterdam?
Amsterdam, that was kind of a quick trip type of thing. I was actually supposed to be going to, I got a scholarship for Paul McCartney's school in Liverpool. And I got offered this scholarship at like 21 years of age, and it was going to be a full ride paid for type thing.
What is the Paul McCartney School?
It's LIPA. It's called Liverpool Institute of Performing Arts, and it started by Paul McCartney and another guy. I'm not thinking of the name right now, but
John Lennon.
No, not John Lennon. But it didn't actually work out.
What happened?
Make a long story short.
What happened?
The visa thing didn't work out.
No.
Oh.
I was young. I was kind of stupid, and I didn't get it together in time.
Man.
And so I visited Amsterdam on the way, which
so
was great.
So I went
great.
To Amsterdam
so
instead.
So that was that.
Wow.
I know.
That sort of, I have kind of a similar story that I'll share with you off air, where great. I was sort of all in line to have this free ride scholarship to a fantastic university, and I just couldn't get it together to make it happen.
Yeah, well,
so life happens, right?
It's life.
How long were you in Amsterdam? I spent 3 months in Amsterdam.
Oh, I did not spend that long. Mine was like 3 days.
Oh, really?
But that sounds fun.
Oh, it was a blast. Amsterdam is one of my favorite cities in the entire world. I ask because there's this incredible street musician culture that goes on in Amsterdam, and when I was there, I actually had my guitar with me at the time. And I thought, you know, the same thing, you know, play a few songs. You know, I know like 3 or 4 songs I can do mm-hmm. publicly. And if I make enough money to buy lunch, it's going to help. Because when I was traveling in Amsterdam, you know, you go to all of those books and it tells you, you know, Europe on $10 a day, you know, those sorts of books. In the back of those books, in the fine print at the bottom, it says if you can't afford Europe on $10 a day, we don't recommend this, but here's what we would call the sub-starvation budget. I went to Europe on the sub-starvation budget.
Is that wow. real? A footnote?
That is really
the
a footnote.
The footnote was really
yeah,
in
it's
there?
Like really, it's like the books I was reading, it's on the bottom of the, you know, it's like $20 a day, $10 a day, starvation budget, sub-starvation budget.
Wow.
Oh, when
nice.
I was in Europe, if I slept indoors, it was...
I was a lucky...
Oh, yeah, it was a big night.
Well, sounds good.
April has her guitar with her.
I do.
Oh. Are you going to play something?
We could hear
I can.
Something?
Should we do
Is it
this?
Time for this?
What, can we do this? How about let's take a music break?
Uh-huh.
You have some other music that has inspired you? Or just music
These
you
are
like?
Actually her.
I actually recently made a cover CD at Richard Bredice's studio in Irvine.
Oh, you did.
And so if you want to play a tune off of there, that would be great.
Yeah, yeah. Let's play something off the CD, and then let's come back and we'll do something live.
Why don't we play request? Make You Feel My Love? This is a Bob Dylan tune.
All right.
Okay, this is a cover by April Johnson.
Here on The Friendship Show, KX93.5 FM.
Appear, and there's no one to dry your tears. tears. I could hold you for a million years to make you feel my love.
Are you kidding me with those vocals? April Johnson here on The Friendship Show, KX93.5 FM. So now you see why when we played a song of hers just randomly the other week, why the entire radio station just came to a standstill.
Exactly.
Are you kidding me with those vocals?
No.
Have you always been able to do that?
I guess so, yeah.
Like when you were a kid growing up, were you...
Yeah, I sang a lot.
Did you?
Yeah.
And were people like, you really need to be a singer?
People, yeah, I always got that reaction.
Do you think it's part of your future? If you could chuck everything right now and just take your guitar and make a somewhat decent living,
yeah, I think I could... Well, I think I could do it. I don't know if I want to do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, when you say decent living, I mean, I hung out with a lot of people in St. Cloud, Minnesota that were, you know, kind of 40s, 50s, doing that whole thing, and I didn't really like where they were at in life.
It's tough.
It's tough.
It's tough, and that's what I tell people is, because I grew up in the theater performing and, you know, trying to make a living doing those sorts of things, and it is, when you're 23, 24, 25, 26... and you're sort of living that starving artist lifestyle, it's kind of fun and romantic and edgy and daring, and there's a lot of excitement around mm-hmm. it. But yes, I agree with you. When you turn 40, there's nothing romantic about wondering how you're going to pay the rent that month.
Right? So I'm going to write instead, because, you know, that should be more stable.
Right, exactly. Then you get royalties on the rent. Get someone else to schlep it around bars
for
you.
Yeah, maybe so.
Okay. You haven't written a new song in how long?
It's been 3 years.
Since you've written a song. Why so long to write a song?
You know, I think I've just been too happy.
Oh, really?
Oh,
you got to get in a mood.
It's almost like you have to have some drama in your life to really sit down and pour it out. But no, I don't know if that's it. I've just really been into making my own with cover tunes, and also just the whole going back to school thing. I've put all my time and energy into it, that I've really put music kind of on the back burner for a while.
I have to say that's sort of astounding to me, because when I hear you, it seems so clear to me that you are an undiscovered superstar.
Well, thank you for saying that.
All right, but now, because we talked just last week, really, didn't we? That mm-hmm. you were going to be on the show this week and we were going to figure out who April Johnson is.
Yeah.
And you wrote a song?
I wrote a song. I was inspired by the fact that, hey, I'm going to be on the show. I can't just play everybody else's song. So I spent the week in Mammoth for Christmas, and I wrote a new song for the show today.
For the first time in 3 years.
For the first time in 3 years. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've written here and there in 3 years, but it's never been complete. It's never come together. So this is really, you know, a complete song.
So all right. So this is it. So this is a worldwide
debut.
A universal exclusive for the first time in 3 years. April Johnson.
Let me give you a little backstory just quickly.
All right.
The title of the song is One of a Kind, and it's about a girl who thinks she has it all in life. She thinks she has everything she wants and everything she could need until a certain someone comes into her life and kind of proves otherwise. So it's a little bittersweet because at first she's like, okay, who are you? Where'd you come from? Who do you think you are just walking in my life, turning my world upside down? I don't really need you. But then she realizes, okay, maybe I've been missing something all along, and it's you. So that's what the song is about.
Someone's in love.
So this is one of a kind.
One of a kind?
Just a song.
All right.
Don't read too into it.
Okay. All right. It's just a song. An exclusive performance by April Johnson, debuting her brand new original single, One of a Kind.
Walking with that brown-eyed stare, what you do to me? It just ain't fair. Now my life's turned upside down, got my head spinning round and round. Take your charm, go somewhere else. I'm used to being by myself. Ask me and I'll say I'm fine, but you're always on my mind. It's you I want in my life. It's you I need by my side. I thought that I had all that I'd find. You're just one of a kind. Is that love in your eyes? Close behind that tough disguise? Is that what I've been missing this whole time? There's a part of you, there's part of me already making history. It only takes just a little while, and I start to miss your smile. It's you I want in my life. It's you I need by my side. Thought that I had all that I'd find, but you're just one of a kind. You're just one of a kind.
Wow. Wow. Do you, vocally, is there someone that you sort of pattern after or look up to? I think your vocals are so distinct, so soulful.
Oh, thank you. I was a little nervous there too, so. But, yeah, I mean, I listen to Stevie Nicks. I think she's one of a kind. She's incredible. Bonnie Raitt, Carole King. You know, I mean, those are some of the people that I I really enjoy listening to, and I think they're all so unique in their own way. Don Henley, of course, you know, but I just do what's comfortable and whatever comes out.
That's just you.
It's just me.
All right. Have you ever done a cover of Bonnie Raitt's It's Been Too Long at the Fair?
No.
You should cover that. You'd be gorgeous. Been Too Long at the Fair.
Okay.
Know
I've heard of it, yeah.
Oh, you should cover that.
She plays piano on it, though.
Does she?
I thought so. I could be wrong.
I think there's a version where she's playing guitar.
Okay. Well, I'll check it out.
We'll check that out. Been Too Long at the Fair. Do you ever, are all of your songs sort of contemplative and emotional? You ever rock it?
I have, I rock it a little bit. Like, What's Up, Four Non Blondes is a tune that people really like that I do, which is more upbeat.
Really?
But I feel like my voice is best in more of a ballad.
Yeah.
And I like being connected to a song. Not that I can't be connected really in an upbeat song, but I'm an emotional person, and when I feel it, I sing better. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, I want to feel what I'm singing. That's kind of the whole point.
All right, you have another song? I want more.
How about What's Up, Four Non Blondes?
Oh, really?
Why not?
You're gonna rock it?
Let's rock it. It's almost 10.
Okay.
All right. People are awake now, right?
All right. April Johnson's gonna rock it here on the Friendship Show, KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM.
Years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world's made up of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means. So I cry sometimes when lying in bed just to get it all out, what's in my head. And I'm feeling a little peculiar. And so I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath and I get real high and I scream the top of my lungs, what's going on? Said, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah. I said, hey, what's going on? And I said, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah. I said, hey, what's going on? Try, oh my God, do I try? I try all the time in this institution, and I pray. Oh my God, do I pray? I pray every single day for a revolution, and so I cry sometimes. To get it all out, what's in my head, and I'm feeling a little peculiar. And so I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath and I get real high and I scream the top of my lungs, what's going on? And I said, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah. I said, hey, what's going on? And I said, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah. I said, hey, what's going on? 25 years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination, yeah.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Beautiful. We actually had someone call during your beautiful song, and they would like to know where they can buy your CD, get your music.
Goodness.
So you have new fans.
Oh, man.
Can we buy your music?
Well, I tell you what. That's funny.
That's funny. I never thought I'd get to this.
Yeah, I didn't. I'm going to be playing Monday night at the White House.
Oh,
you
are? It's kind of an open mic night with a good friend of mine, Paul Peterson.
Yeah.
It's a great open mic. I mean, this is an outstanding open mic with, like, full band. It's great. And I'm going to be there. And whether you want to stay and listen to me, fine. But if you want to come, I'll be there the entire time. It's like 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock. I will give you a CD. I'll have some CDs with.
You've thrown out some CDs while you're there?
I'll throw out some CDs.
All right. Ida May just burst on the scene.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, you know, we're playing stuff from the Eagles. Not the Eagles, but from that era.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
We're doing a lot of classics that were country married rock and gave birth to, what did they give birth to?
The blues.
Classics and twang.
Twang. Gave birth to twang.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
You know, like the Flying Burrito Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Those kind of folks.
All right.
That's good to hear.
Enjoy your show, honey.
All right.
Thank you.
So April Johnson, White House, Monday, 7 p.m. She will have CDs.
On the open mic.
For all those eager fans.
Okay, now, just to wrap up. So, how are you doing on the board? Let's take care of some business. Because eventually you're going to have to be the sound person for the show. How's it going?
It seems to be going okay. I mean, Megan's been helping me along. She's great. I hope I can be as great, you know. So, we'll see. Time will tell.
They are big shoes to fill.
They are. They're huge.
Yeah, because Megan has wound it up for us.
Yeah.
Okay, Ida May is...
She's here. She's ready. Yeah, we're into her hour.
Yeah, she's dying to get on the air. Ida May, can we play one song to get out? And then you're on?
Hey, I'm so loose today.
Oh, you are?
Loose as life.
Okay, all right. So, you heard it here first. Ida May is loose.
All right.
So I guess to take us away, we have another cover by April. It's Landslide, Stevie Nicks.
Awesome. April Johnson, thanks for being here.
Thank you for
having
me.
We'll see you next week.
We will.
All right. Thanks, Megan.